Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we take you back to 1973 and the first musical radio reality show. Vili's Huta, a radio show that was aired just 10 times but has gone down in history as the only musical radio reality show, was launched on the 22nd of March 1973 at the Bulgarian National Radio's concert studio.
Гамата е само 8 тона, а хубавата песен, а хубавата песен, а хубавата песен е море.
What you just heard is the signature tune of Vili's Huta. The idea for the show belongs to Katya Vodeničarova, editor-in-chief of the Humor, Satire, Entertainment Department.
Тромбата на Вили съвпадна в периода, когато страхотна мода и желание беше всички млади да стават.
Vili's Huta coincided with a time when many people wanted to become singers, to have a musical career, to make big money, she says. We had a jury of musicians, composers, journalists, writers, actors, chaired by Vili Kazasyan. The moment he heard a false note, he would blow an old carriage huta. After we aired an invitation, on the day set, parents from all over Bulgaria and their talented children flocked to the national radio. The lobby and the courtyard were literally crammed with people. We had to call in the mounted police to establish order. We divided the people up in groups, scheduled auditions, and a demonstration of talents began, comical but sad. The press gave a lot of coverage to the competition. The effect was huge, says Katya Vodeničarova. Here now is a young girl who was interrupted by the huta 30 seconds after she had started singing. The recording is from the Bulgarian National Radio's Golden Fund audio archives. Unlike the TV reality shows, Vili's Huta was not in fact a competition as such. The media called it a radio phenomenon and a genuine show. Satirist Boris Arnaudov, editor at the Bulgarian National Radio for many years and a member of the Huta team, remembers.
Целта, все пак ние не сме музикална редакция, ние сме хумор и сатира.
The show was simply meant to entertain. After all, we were not from the musical department, but from humor, satire and entertainment. Of course, we wanted to give talented people a chance to show what they're capable of. We had a script, but we also relied heavily on Vili Kazasyan's improvisations. His was the leading role in the show. Each member of the jury would give his or her opinion, the main aim being to damp the pop music mania that was so widespread at the time, with people wanting to imitate pop singers in all things. We organized 10 contests. Unfortunately, of them, only one has been preserved in our audio archives. Several kids who had graduated the conservatory came, whose talent was beyond any doubt, and they took part in a concert. Vili Kazasyan was a very generous person. He was able to appraise their performance himself and invited them to the Bulgarian National Radio Big Band as soloists. Years later, such shows are being done with much more money and probably effort, but we are proud to say we were the first.
Макар гласът му общо да е свеж, преди да стъпиш, братко, на естрада, изкарай малка школа, изкарай малка школа, изкарай малка школа по солфеж. Еш, 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 до ре ми, морето не е до колене, фа, сол, ла, добър певец не сили, не сили, добър певец не сили. Сега ще чуеш тромбата на Вили. До ре ми, морето не е до колене, фа, сол, ла. Добър певец сме сили, не сили, добър певец сме сили. Сега ще чуеш тромбата на Вили.
Here are some of the comments the jury members made. Strange as it may sound, singing is something that can be learnt. Lacking in expression, drab singing, no vocal capacity, no rhythm, no life, the performance is meant to touch people. Said with a sense of humour, their evaluation of the singer's performances was objective. One more Golden Fund recording, Ratka from Plovdiv. The lyrics to the song she sings, Love of Aroma, are her own.
Подкови, тихо пада и над нас дъжда, а от среща там на кръстопътя скитник стар ми маха, за да спра. Тогава аз се спрях, подадох му ръка и чак тогава сърцето ми събудиха тъга. Синко мой, той тихичко ми каза, виждаш ли ги тия две ръца? Милва ли се нявга до забрава?
Вили's Hooter became very popular. It was broadcast until the end of 1974 and was then dropped, the explanation being that the idea had run its course. The grand finale came with a concert at the BNR's concert studio, with the participation of a dozen of the best performing participants. One of them was singer Maya Neshkova.
Занимава се с пеене непрекъснато, състави в квартала, в който живеех, читалището.
I had already started singing, and one day my father told me about the competition. I remember I sang the song Prayer from the repertoire of Borislav Grancharov. Emotions really ran high. The concert was in the Bulgarian National Radio's Studio No. 1, with the big band conducted by Vili Kazasyan, a figure who has left a lasting mark on my own career. Amateur arts were really big back then, but Vili's Hooter was an opportunity to meet renowned musicians and to make your choice of career, says Maya Neshkova.
Една певица не е за награда, макар с лице красиво да е тя. Дали не страда нашата естрада, понякога от много, понякога от много, понякога от много красота. Не, 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 морето.
певец не сили, сега ще чуеш тромбата на Вили. Не, 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 морето не е до колене. Не, 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 добър певец не сили, не сили, добър певец не сили, сега ще чуеш тромбата на Вили.